Hello, everyone. Welcome back to What You Got Clubs, the show where we talk to clubs at Pierce College to see what they're all about. I'm your host, Yahaira Garcia, and I'm here joined with Boots and Saddles. Thank you for coming.
Hi, I'm Tracy McAnally, the president of the Boots and Saddles Club.
Hi. So when you first got to Pierce, did you intend on joining a club?
Not necessarily, but I knew there was a club here. I was here at Pierce like 10 years ago, and I was in the RVT program, so the animal science program, and I knew we had clubs for that and like the animal science, and I knew there was one for the horse science, but I didn't join it because I wasn't really into my large animal aspect of my career yet. So
that's cool. So out of all the clubs, why this one?
Well, I'm really passionate about horses and the equine, so it just kind of made sense. You know, it's part of the program. Our main professor, Patty Warner, she is our advisor, and it just helps support the equine program, and we get to do a lot of fun things together.
Cool. And on your first couple meetings, how did you feel about the club?
I mean, it was just kind of the first couple meetings are always just, you know, getting to know people and getting to know what the club's about and, you know, making new officers. But I was excited to join it because it's what I wanted to do.
How did they welcome you in?
How did they welcome me in? I mean, the horse community is small. So it's usually you're going to know somebody in the club. So it's always very welcoming. So
it's nice to have someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, clubs are made to feel like you belong somewhere. Do you feel like this is where you belong?
In the equine facility? Yes, absolutely. Like, here in the equine community, it's, like I said, it's very small. So it's just, you know, all the people are very good people. They are very helpful. They're willing to do, you know, whatever's needing to be done. So.
And are there any changes you would like to do to the club?
I think to be more proactive in, you know, being able to help with, say, the emergencies that come into Pierce College. So just, you know, this past month, the Woolsey Fire, Pierce was an evacuation center, not only for people and their small animals, but also for large animals. We have a complete, you know, equine facility down on the other side of campus and that a lot of people don't know about, and it gets activated by the city or the county, and you know just to be more proactive with that, and you know, making sure all of our members are ERT, which is equine response team certified, so they can go down there and help and volunteer their time, and you know, maybe just get the community knowing about our club, knowing about our program and our facility.
Are there like, you could say, field trips that your club does to be proactive?
We try to. But, you know, everybody's busy. Myself, I work full time and I'm the president of these two clubs. I go to school. I also have two kids. So I'm a very busy person. We do what we can. And, you know, our big event that we have at least once a year with the equine program is the Parade of Breeds. We had it at the beginning of November. Basically, it's a way for, it was originally started for Patty Warner students that didn't know the breeds of horses, so it was a way for them to kind of learn about the breeds of horses, and now it's turned into like a class, so it's actually a horse show organization and management, and you put on a horse show, and it's the Parade of Breeds. So, you know, we're always at that event, and we're always at Club Rush, just, you know, making sure people know not just about our club, but the equine program. Because it's dwindling down, and, you know, not a lot of people know about it, and we just want the community to know that we're still here, and we still want this program to continue on.
That's cool. So besides the program, what other way you could make an impact at Pierce to make your club more knowledgeable to the students who don't know that there's this club?
Well, it's hard because our club meets on the other side of campus, so on the other side of Mason, where there's horses and chickens and cows and everything. So we meet down by the horses, and a lot of people don't venture over that way because there's not a lot of classrooms over there. So Club Rush is always helpful. We have a demonstration horse. His name is Pookie. We always bring Pookie up to the mall, and, you know, everybody can see it. And it brings a lot of, like, awareness. And we not only promote our club, but we also promote the program as well. So, I mean, it's just logistics-wise, it's hard to bring some of our stuff over to the other side of campus. So,
And how many active members are in your club right now?
I would say like 10 right now.
10?
Yeah.
Do you think it's important to have a big, small club? Do you feel like just having 10 is too big or too small?
I mean, it's always nice to have more members. You can always do more, like volunteering when it comes to our Parade of Breeds. You know, we're a little stretched thin, but it's always nice to have more numbers, of course, and then you have more friends and more community, and, you know, you get to kind of spread your knowledge wider.
And with previous members gone, what do you think has changed? Has the atmosphere changed? How everything changed, or not at all?
It's changed a little bit. You know, I feel like the equine program and our community over there is not as well recognized as everything else that goes here on campus, because there's so many different things that you can do here on campus, but we're losing hold of our agricultural side of the school, which a lot of people don't know that Pierce is an agricultural school. It was originally an agricultural school, and it used to be a working dairy farm, and not a lot of people know that. I mean, not a lot of people know that we have chickens and cattle and, you know, a pig and goats and sheep, you know, just a lot of people don't know that. And it's always good to get the awareness out there, because I feel, and some of my other fellow students feel like we're losing our program, because, you know, whether it be administration or just not enough numbers, just feels like it's being pushed away. And we want, you know, we want people to want to come to our program and want to be part of our Boots and Saddles Club and support the program and really keep it alive.
And what are you hoping to bring into the club with it basically dying out, as you could say?
I'm hoping, I mean, we have some ideas as far as, you know, bringing, you know, more things down to the equine facility, because we have a full working barn, covered arena, multiple arenas. We have a rodeo arena, and we can rent it out and use it as what it's intended for, not just for, you know, movie trucks to park in our parking lot. And because the dirt parking lot behind all of the arenas, it's called the DG, it's decomposed granite, it's expensive. And when people park on it and don't treat it appropriately, it damages it. And then we have to replace it, or we don't get to replace it because we don't have the funds for it. So we want it to be used for what it was intended to be used for, as an equine facility, you know, to have shows and do whatever. And a lot of people also don't know is that Pierce used to have rodeos. In the football field, there would have bull riding and, you know, like steers and everything. Like, it was all a full rodeo. You should look it up. But it's sad that we no longer have that.
Do you feel like you could, let's say, bring back the rodeo? Do you feel like you have support from ASO, from faculty members?
I think there are some faculty members and ASO members that definitely support us and are very gung-ho about it. But there's a lot of red tape just to get some sort of, like, even a fundraiser for one of our clubs, there's a lot of red tape. You have to jump through hoops just to get something approved, and that's hard. And if you don't have the support of a lot of people, or if you don't have the help and knowledge to get through all of the red tape, then your whatever you're doing doesn't happen. And, you know, I understand some of it, and some of it I don't understand, but as far as, like, it's a lot of insurance, too, because, you know, people can get hurt.
Yeah.
So,
what does your club do at meetings?
A lot of times we're planning for upcoming events. So, like, planning for, like, Parade of Breeds was a big thing. The Parade of Breeds is only once a year, so, and it's in the spring. So, the spring, in the fall. The fall semester is usually a lot of, like, planning for the Parade of Breeds. We try to plan, like, outings together, like, you know, just go to dinner or maybe go for a trail ride or do something fun together. And then always a fundraiser. If we want to do a fundraiser, we, you know, plan the fundraisers. And then, you know, we've donated stuff for to the program. The program needs more, because we have student workers that clean up after our horses. And because they poop a lot, so somebody's got to clean it up. But we have student workers, and you have to do a good job, you need the correct equipment and the right tools. And unfortunately, some of them are broken. So we purchased new rakes for the program, you know, this year, just to replace all the broken ones. Some of them got used during the evacuations and didn't get returned, which is not a big deal, but we'll just replace them, and we have the funds for it, so we can. So.
And people who are not in the club, but they want to volunteer, how would they be able to find your club or get that information from you guys?
Well, our club meets every Thursday at 1 o'clock down in the fundamentals area by the equestrian center. So all the horses are in different pens, and right by that there's some benches and a covered area, and we meet there for our meetings every Thursday. So if they want to come down, they can always, you know, come and sit in our meetings, and if we have any executive decisions, they can't vote on anything, but they can definitely volunteer and help, and we can get them started.
That's cool. And are there any events that your clubs do or that you guys are looking forward to?
Well, we always look forward to Parade of Breeds, like I said. Mm-hmm. That's like our biggest event of the year. That's mainly in the fall. In the spring coming up, in February, the Boots and Saddles kind of right now, because all of our members out of the Boots and Saddles Club are also members of our Mule Packing Team Club. And we're a team here at Pierce that competes at a competition in Memorial Day weekend. And so we kind of shift gears, and the main kind of focus of the Boots and Saddles next semester will be to support the Mule Packing Team, fundraisers and practices, and getting ready for our show that comes up.
So the Boots and Saddles are basically sisters, club sisters.
Yeah, they're sister clubs. Yeah. Pretty much.
And how did that come to be? Like, how did that happen?
The Mule Packing?
Yeah.
So Patty Warner, in one of her classes, she has a speaker that comes that talks about horseshoeing. It's a farrier. He's a farrier. And he comes out and he does a lecture on it and shows us all the tools and everything. But he is the main director of the interscholastic program with the Bishop Mule Days. And they started it about 10 years ago in the interscholastic program. This year is actually the 50th anniversary of the Bishop Mule Days. But I think it's 10 or 11 years that they started this interscholastic program. And it's a way for students of various colleges throughout California can come and compete, against each other in these packing competitions. And he came and said, hey, let's get a team together. It was only like 5 weeks before the competition. It was crazy. This was a couple of years ago. And, you know, me and a few other people were really interested, and we got started. And after my first year competing, I, you know, talked to some of my teammates, and I was like, hey, let's figure out a way to continue on and have practices and not be last minute, because we knew nothing, and it was all a learning experience. We had 5 weeks to learn what we needed to do, and only practicing once a week, you know, because we're all busy. And you know, it's towards the end of the semester, Memorial Day weekend, so it gets a little tough. People have finals coming up, but I was like, let's keep it going, and then that way we can, you know, compete under the Pierce name and have the support, and we can have fundraisers and, you know, raise money to pay for our competition shirts and our supplies that are needed for the trip. So,
and then I've never heard of the Mule Packing.
Yeah.
But how do you plan on, like, basically announcing it to the whole Pierce campus? Because I feel like this club is, like, amazing, doing so much work.
Yeah.
And, like, how do you keep it going?
Things like this, you know, the radio station. We just actually, the Mule Packing Team was featured in the last article of the Roundup. And, you know, Club Rush is so great, because we're right in the middle of campus since the first couple weeks of school, and people are, you know, people running around in class, and they get to see, you know, what we do. We've done demonstrations before during the Club Rush, so it's been great.
Okay, and do you have a fear of, like, either club dying out when you're gone?
Yes, there's always that fear, but, you know, it's up to the people that we pass it on to keep it going, you know, and the people that are not necessarily, I don't want to say under, but, you know, that are just starting in the club and want to continue on, it's our job to kind of teach them and, you know, help them get through it and have their, you know, my passion pass on as their to them and have their passion continue, and hopefully they'll keep it going.
And, like, what do you hope that members from the club take away from this?
Take away from...
Both clubs.
Both the clubs. Just a sense of, you know, like, team. Like, it's a team. We're a family. We're a community. We stick together. And just knowing that there's still people here that support this program.
And what are the best moments you've had from your Boots and Saddles Club?
Boots and Saddles Club? Just, you know, hanging out with my friends. And because I'm friends with everybody in the club. And just getting to spend time with them, work with them outside of the club to, you know, work on stuff for the Parade of Breeds. Or just work with them, you know, and see them in a different light. It's neat. And just kind of sharing their passion.
And after you're gone, do you still feel like you have you would still have a close bond with them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I, you know, I met these girls in the program, and because right now it's all girls. So and there's a couple guys in there, but it's a woman-dominated sport. But, you know, just, you know, I made friends with them, and we've made these trips together for the meal packing team. And you spend 6 days with these people, and it's just, you know, it's family. So
why do you believe it's mostly girls and not as much men?
I think it depends on your discipline also. I think, you know, horses and equine is heavily weighted with women, in certain, disciplines, but there are other disciplines like certain rodeo things that are heavily weighted with men, but we welcome everybody.
What are some things that you would like to say to your club if they listen to this?
You guys are great, and I love you, and I just want to, you know, keep it going, and we're all work together and figure it out together.
And I know it's like you guys always feel like family, you know, but families do fight. Is there any arguments you guys have?
Oh, yeah, there's disagreements on ways that we want to do things, but it's not necessarily a disagreement. It's just a difference in opinion, and there's always a way to work things out, you know? You take everything into consideration and you vote on it. And, you know, you can see it someone else's way and be like, yeah, that's a better idea. Let's try going that way. And then someone will kind of interject and it'll kind of, you know, kind of bounce back and forth and morph into what you want it to be.
Has there ever been an argument where it really impacted the club, where it basically took it to a dark time, but you bounced back from it? Like, has that ever happened?
Yes. I don't want to go into, like, you know, details, but, you know, I think it also helps, you know, teach people how to work as a team, as a family, and, you know, that not everybody's going to think the same way. So, you know, it's all, and you can always come back from it.
So those problems basically brought you back stronger.
Yeah, just stronger and just a new sense of, like, how to interact with people and to a different way to do things.
And what would you like to say to the listeners about your club?
If you're interested in horses or anything to do with the campus here, like the other side of campus here at Pierce, come down, come see what we do, or take a class, take one of the riding classes. The beginning riding class is great. It's a great introduction into horses and a way to, you know, you get to ride, not very much, but you do get to ride, and it's a lot of fun, and you get to meet new people, and I just think it's amazing. So
is there any future, in mind, that events you would like to do here at Pierce?
I mean, I would like to have more horse shows, because that's, you know, part of what we do. So I'd like to have more horse shows and just more awareness for our program. That's what it's all about, getting it out there, people knowing that we are still here, we still want this program, there's still students that want to learn and to help us out.
And I know they have, like, puppies coming in, or, like, yoga goats, or goats with yoga, something like that. How would you, like on the top of your head, like, think of, like, an event like that, like, bringing out horses? Do you feel like that's just too much for it?
Well, it's hard. Goats only weigh, and they're usually, when you do, because I've done one before, like, goats with yoga, they usually use kids, which are baby goats, and they only weigh, like, 12, maybe 20 pounds. When you bring, like, our Pierce horses, the horses that we have here, they weigh anywhere from 900 to 1200 pounds. And you have to know how to be around them. You know, they're a little less forgiving than a baby goat. And you could get stepped on, you could get hurt, and, you know, just not a lot of people know how to act around horses. So it's a little, there's, you know, red tape again.
Has there ever been an injury at your club with any of the animals, the horses?
Not with our club.
No.
You know, there's always a risk when you ride horses. We always wear helmets, and our teachers are very safe. You know, they teach you from the beginning safe protocol, safe practices, how to do everything, you know, by the book, way that they teach it. And, you know, but incidents can happen. You know, you can fall off. But it's, you know.
But there's never been, like, an emergency happen.
Not that I know of.
And one last thing. What would you, what do you love about this club?
I just love that it's, you know, we're here for the equine program. And I always go back to this, you know, because I love that it's, you know, the students of the equine program supporting the equine program and just, you know, getting closer, being friends, being family, and, you know, going from there.
All right. Thank you so much. That's all the time we have today. You can check out the Boots and Saddles.
Yeah, we meet every Thursday at 1 o'clock down at the Fundamentals area at the Equestrian Center.
And check out their sister club,
the Mule Packing Team, which we actually meet on Thursdays at 1:30 right after the Boots and Saddles Club meeting in the same area.
Thank you so much for listening to What You Got Clubs. I'm your host, Yahaira Garcia, with KPCRadio.com.